Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in.
There's a party over there. Everybody have a sip, have fun, and say cheers. There's a party over here. There's a party over there. Everybody have a sip, have fun, and say cheers.
I walked in the club, shorty dancing all around, twerking. She dipping low, ass all on the ground. Give me a shot of something strong I can sip on. I did a two-step, the DJ played my favorite song. Everybody's
welcome to the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, August 10th, 2023, and it is episode number 100 here on the Slackers Talk Podcast. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town now. Not only another epic edition, we talking about the century mark, man. We talking about Wilt Chamberlain. We talking about number 100. That's right, man. You know, 100 episode of the Slackers Talk Podcast, man. I want to let that sink in for a minute, man. I just want to say thank you to everybody that been here on day one. We on number 100 now. We on our journey. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going anywhere. I plan on being a million more. You know what I'm saying? To all my day one listeners. You know what I'm saying? To everybody that listened to me when I first had the idea. It's just been a blessing, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, each and every week, it's like a party here on the Slackers Talk, man. We get it in, we have fun, you know what I mean? We chop it up, we talk about different things, and we on episode number 100. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people didn't make it that far. You know what I'm saying? And I owe it to y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all made this possible. And I told y'all I had something special for you. I told you, man. I told you. Number 100, I don't know no other way to do it than to do it big. You know what I'm saying? So check this out. Slackers Talk, number 100, the century mark. My boy Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in the game. And we're going to do the same. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do the same. I'm talking about special guests. I'm talking about having my partner, God Star, in the building. I'm talking about introducing y'all to a new artist, my man Watts. I'm talking about an album release. I'm talking about, you know, debuting new songs. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about introducing y'all to a new game here on the Slackers Talk Podcast. I told you I had something in store, and episode 100 is here now. You know what I'm saying? All right, so, you know, I'm not going to hold y'all too much. I'm about to introduce, you know what I'm saying, some giants in the game. You know, we can go ahead and get started. We got some new stuff on the Slackers Talk. And this first person, man, is my brother, God Star. I'm going to tell you a quick story. Like, first, when I first talked about doing a show, he took it to another level. He said, we can have an entire network. And the network is here. You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff that y'all hear is because of this man. He's been producing for years. He has been doing his thing. I call him an innovator. Because he always has a bigger idea than, you know, what you originally come up with. And there's always like a great idea. And this new artist, you know what I mean? My man Watts. I'm already going speaking into a game, man. Classic. He's going to be a legend in the game. And a lot of people probably ask me, like, how can I say that if, you know, it's just the first album? I'm going to tell you, he got the perfect team in place. He got the perfect producer in place. Heard some music. That's fire. And everything is in place right there. But the most is the presentation. You know what I'm saying? God Star told me about the plan. And the game needs them. And I'm not going to hold y'all too long. I'm talking about God Star and Watts. Welcome to the show.
What's good, brother?
What's going on? How you?
Chilling, man. Chilling. Slackers Talk. 100 episode. I had to do it big, man. And No bigger than y'all two. You know what I'm saying? So what's good? What's going on?
Yo, of course, man. Yo, I'm happy to be back on the show again. You know what I mean? 100th episode.
Yeah.
Yo, you've been a thing, man. For real. Like, just from the beginning, you know what I mean? We've been grinding. And to our 100 episodes, like, that's amazing.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Like, I remember it was yesterday. And we just rolling, man. Fan base. Yeah. Everything is good. Introducing new music. Got a voice. You know, we rolling.
Bots over here killing it, man. Classic right now. Like, that's what this album's gonna be. This album's a classic. This is what everybody needs right here.
Yes, sir. Let's get into it. Let's bring in, you know, Watts. Like, tell us a little bit about yourself, man. Like, you know, where you from. You know, when did you know you wanted to do music? And, like, who inspired you?
Well, basically, you know, Watts, you know, is with ambition towards top status, you know, something, you know, I came up with, you know. And, you know, coming out from Southside Jamaica, Queens, you know what I mean?
Southside
Jamaica, Queens building.
Likewise.
You know what I mean? You know, that's up, neighbor.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, what inspired me to do it was, you know what I mean? My man God started next to me. You know what I'm saying? We was in high school. You know what I'm saying? We always wanted to do it. You know what I mean? So when we came, you know, graduation, you know, went our separate ways. He had to do what he had to do. You know what I'm saying? I did what I had to do. And then eventually, you know, we came together. You know what I'm saying? He gave me the opportunity, had it on the table. You know what I mean? I took it and ran with it. You know what I mean? So that's what it was.
That's what's up. So you started, would you say like you started like around high school?
Yeah, I would say around high school, yeah.
All right, that's what's up. Now, like when we talk about music, like here on the Slackers Talk, man, one of the questions like my fan base always want me to ask is like, do you remember when you created your first rap song? And if you do, how, you know, what would you say about it today, now that you have, like, some seasoning, some experience?
Ooh. Wow. Damn, that was a
little... Yeah, man, they come with it, man. I got a fan base that, you know, they don't hold nothing back, man.
Yeah, I don't blame them, you know. I mean, I think, you know, as time went on, I got better, you know, took time off, you know. Laid low, got my head right, you know. So, you know, came back, and now I'm about to do my thing, man. You know what I mean? Took some time, had to rest, relax, come with a game plan, and here it is. You know what I'm saying?
Volume 1, let's get it.
That's what's up. And I want to add to it, too, man. You know, a lot, if you look at the entire, you know, rap industry, all this best work is in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Like, they... You know, you'll find, like, their best work was done, like, actually before they got on. You know what I mean? I see that a lot.
Exactly.
Like, example, like, Ludacris got on, and after he released his first commercial album, he re-released, you know, the prior stuff that he did before that. You know what I'm saying? Now that people knew who he was and stuff like that, and he had some bangers on there, man. So, you know, if you have any songs in the vault, like, before this, like, do keep it. You know what I mean? You never know.
Yeah, it's true. You're right about that.
Never know, man.
I have something, man. I got something. There's a lot more is coming. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, just see how this one goes. See if everybody loves it. See how we do. And you know what I mean? If it progresses, if it's successful, then come back with another one.
That's what's up, man. It's going to do good. Definitely, man. Like, you got all the pieces in place. I see it already. You got to speak it into existence, you know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Next one, as a writer, like, you know, we get our motivation from different places, man. It might be like a movie, it might be music, it might be vibing with others. We want to know, like, how does Watts get his motivation as a writer? Like, what motivates you to start writing a song?
Well, basically, it's a little bit of both, you know what I'm saying? Like, with music with me, I like to listen to music with a message. You know what I'm saying? That's what I love most. You know, music that means something, not something that, you know, that don't, that you just mumbling and, you know what I'm saying? And nobody, what the hell is that? You know what I'm saying? So I like to, you know, and also with that too, with people, you know what I'm saying? I like to talk to my elders, you know what I'm saying? They give me positive, you know what I'm saying, on things. So take that in heed, put it into my music.
Right. Exactly. We gonna ask you that too, Godstar. Like, what motivates you to create that beat, man? You know, is it listening to a song before you get into the studio, or is it other people? Like, how do we get that classic banger from Godstar?
A lot of things motivate me. You know what I'm saying? Anger, happiness. I'm motivated by seeing a commercial, you know, that flash and I hear beat on TV sometimes, or like a sound. Like, sometimes I just walk around recording like different sounds. I got sounds that I recorded from back in like 2022-21 that I haven't even used yet, because I keep on creating new sounds and I don't even use the old ones yet. So like, I'll never ever run out of like just inspiration to, because when I sit down and make a beat, a lot of times I don't even know what's about to happen. I don't know what I'm going to create, but I'll start with a particular instrument and then take it from there, you know. And also, great artists inspire me to make even better beats, because there's artists, but there's great artists, you know. I'll leave that alone.
That's what's up. Now, Watts, we go dig into, you know, your beginning. What was the first rap song you remember listening to?
I would say Self-Destruction.
That's what's up, man. Classic song. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about, man. Yeah, classic, man. How about you, Godstar? Your first rap song you ever remember listening to?
My first rap song listening to, it might have been, what was the song, the Grandmaster Flash, and who else is on that track? And now you got me thinking.
Is that them?
I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes.
Curtis Blow?
Curtis, get it.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, classic, man, classic. I think he also made the track We Were Playing Basketball.
The first tape I ever had was LL Cool J's album.
Classic, man, for Queens. No doubt, Queens in the building, man.
Yes, sir. I had the white tape. For those that know about that.
Yeah. All right, we did first rap song. Now, who was, for Godstars, is who was that producer that you heard that made you say, yeah, I want to, yeah, that's what I want to do, man. I want to make beats. And for Watts, like, who's that first rapper that you heard that made you say, yeah, this is what I want to do. I want to get in the booth.
I would say for me, it's got to be, like, Swizzy. Like, damn, Swizzy, he down in New York. That was the sound of really the East Coast.
Yeah.
Man, this is a tough one.
Yeah, Swiss putting that work, man. Different sound too. And I like his story too. Like, you know, basically, like, Rough Riders had some people in place and they gave Swiss, you know, a chance. You know, Swiss beats, you know, his beats, you don't get mixed up with nobody else's. It's completely different.
Yeah.
So they went out on a limb. You know, they gave him a chance, and the rest is history, man. It's legendary now. That's the exciting part about it, man. You know, you never know what it could become. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Hey, what artists for you, Watts?
Whew. Man, this is a tough. It's so many.
Damn. Yeah, because this is the music connoisseur right here.
There's so many of them, man.
I got a library.
It's like... Yeah, it's like what's the first person that you know the first one that you can say you heard, and it just gave you that thought like, yeah, this is what I want to do, man. I want to get in the booth. Like, yeah, this is what it is.
It would have to be.
It could be a group too. It could be a group. It don't have to be an individual. It could be a group.
Okay. I would say. Damn, this shit is tough, yo. Yo, this is a good one. Damn it. Oh, man.
You got some artists in his head.
Yeah, I do. I'm just trying to pick. Oh, shit.
Damn, you got to break it down by error.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you right.
And this is what we live for, man. Like, you see what I go through, man. I got to,
Oh, man, person that really motivated me to run. Ooh. Let me just pause. I would say this is tough. I would say Big L.
That's what's up. Yes, Big L. And what was it about Big L that gave you that thought?
Like, flow, his delivery, his cadence, everything about him was just, it was smooth.
Yeah, legend in the game, man. You know, rest in peace to Big L, man. Legend.
Peace.
And I feel like he don't, you know, I feel like his name gets mentioned a lot. I feel like he doesn't, you know, get his just due all the time.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, you had other people that passed, you know, Pac, Big Pun, Biggie. But a lot of people don't know Big L was that dude also.
Facts.
Yeah. And you being an artist, you know, like, we just talked about Big L. You know, we just talked about delivery. How do you feel, like, we in an era where, you know, a lot of people use different elements to advance their performance. How do you feel about artists having ghostwriters? Does it matter, or, you know what I mean? What do you feel about ghostwriters?
Well, to me, it to each his own. It doesn't matter to me because basically I don't use no ghostwriters. You know what I'm saying? For me, when I write, it's coming from me. You know what I'm saying? The head and the heart, and I'm putting on the pen and paper.
Got you. That's what's up. Do you feel like artists that have ghostwriters, that kind of takes away from their credibility? Or is it okay if they acknowledge that they have ghostwriters? What's your stance on that?
Well, to me, it does take, you know, some credibility from it because it's not, you know, actually them. It's not really them. You know what I'm saying? They're using something else to take them to that next level. You know what I'm saying? You just got to put that hard work in. Use your natural ability, and you can go.
That's what it is. Godstar, do you feel like, I know you work with different artists, you know, and you have to come up, you know, with the tracks. Is it more, how is it like working with an artist that writes his own lyrics versus one that has ghostwriters? Or is it a difference, or does it make your job harder? Because I'm guessing, you know, if an artist has ghostwriters, they have to, like Watt said, you know, it's not coming from them, so they have to learn the words, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? They have to be told how to deliver it because it's not actually coming from you. So yeah. I can see, like, it's a different, it's a process within itself, but I'm on the outside looking in.
Yeah, the way I look at it is, it's all about the talent level, I would say, a lot of the times. Because you could say, like, someone who write for themselves still got a ghostwriter just for the convenience of it. You got people that are not so good at writing, but their talent level is high enough to be able to take a person that's writing a song for them and be able to deliver it, let's say, how the writer would want it to be, or that artist could even take it further and make it even bigger than what the writer thought it could be.
Gotcha.
So, at the end of the day, it's all artistry. You know, whether somebody's writing for you or not, you still got to be able to perform it, deliver it, and make it sound good, you know? But as far as, repeating what a writer is writing for you and you're not necessarily living that life, well, that could get you caught up, you know what I mean? Depending on what life that you want to be portraying. You know? So, hey, like everything, it's a good and bad side. You choose which side that you want to dabble in, know for yourself, depending on the situation. But at the end of the day, it's beautiful songs that people sing about, love and all types of things in the world that they didn't write, but they sang it or, you know, whatever, and the world loved it, and it's classics now, so.
Classic, man, true spoken words, man, and you took, you kind of took, our next question a little bit, for Watts. It's how do you feel for artists? What do you feel about artists who, you know, make songs and rap about things that they don't necessarily really live? Do you think it's phony, or do you look at it as just entertainment?
To me, I look at it as entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you have to get money. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to make the most you can. You know? So, you're going to go out there and search and find, all right, boom, boom, let me see. And then, you know what I'm saying? You find your hits, a couple of hits. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the money, man. Because, you know what I'm saying? Most rappers, you know what I'm saying? They're getting their money. It's entertainment. You got some of them that, you know, they live that life. You know what I'm saying? You know? But you got some that's just really out there that's not really doing it. And they just doing it for the money. They're just showing off. They're doing that just to make the money, just to, you know, clout.
Exactly.
That's all they're running for. That's what they're chasing. You know what I mean?
Right. Definitely. And, you know, it's entertainment. I think, at the same time, I think it's Godstar alluded to this. It could send, the wrong message. You know what I'm saying? You never know, who's hearing, you know, what you're saying. And it could, lead to, things going wrong, depending upon what it is.
That's true.
That's
true.
Before I'm gonna get into, I can't wait. I'm gonna get into this album, man. We gotta, you know, I got people waiting, you know, listening, and they want to know how this album was created. You know, what was the doors behind it? You know, what it's like you and Godstar in the studio. We gonna get into all that. But on the Slaggers Talk, man, 100th episode, man, we wanted to debut a new game here on the Slaggers Talk. So we making history. This is the first time this game has ever been a part of an episode. You know what I'm saying? We decided to do it with y'all, episode 100. And the name of the game is called, you know, the podcast is called Slaggers Talk. And the name of the game is called Slacking or Talking. And what that mean is, I'm gonna give you a list of people. You know, I'm gonna give you a name, and you can either say slacking or talking. So if you say slacking, that means, you know, it's okay to you know, I met that person, and you know, that's it. You know, you just good with meeting that person. Or you could say, if you say talking, you would like to talk some business with that person, or it could be, you know, for personal reasons or something like that. You know, anything you feel like, you know, it could be a good working relationship or you feel like you could benefit from having that person, you know, in your circle, so to speak.
Gotcha.
All right. Yeah. Now, if you say talking, you know, you get to explain like why you chose that with that person. If you say slacking, you don't necessarily have to. You could say why, but you don't necessarily have to.
All right, let's see.
All right, you're ready? Yeah. And the person can go, we'll do like both of y'all, man. Both of y'all get to do like, you know, each name. You know what I'm saying? So I'll draw the name, and you know, watch, you can say yours, and God start, you can say yours.
All right.
And it could be any category. It could be music. It could be movies. It could be anything. It could be life. It could be anything. It's not tied to not one in particular industry. It's like people all over the world.
Gotcha.
All right. The first one, 50 Cent.
Talking.
All right. Why?
50's a very smart business. Okay. Very and he knows how to move. That's why he lasts this long.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Powerful. Yeah. Powerful. Man, you know, right. In two industries, too, music and movies, man.
Facts.
Yes, I can agree with that.
All right. Moving along. Denzel Washington.
Talking. Most definitely.
And why? Like, he can put you onto the film game. Like,
definitely. Very intelligent man, too.
Yeah, I would definitely like to have, like, a conversation with him.
Just a lot of wisdom.
See what he's into, you know.
Got you. And if I forgot this, if you're not familiar with a person, you could just say, like, pass or not familiar to.
Okay.
I forgot that extra. But, all right, let's move. Moving on in. I got a good list. Old and new, by the way. Sweetie.
Pass.
All right, slacking. What about you, Godstar?
Hey, talking if you want to beat. Yeah. I'll let you both.
Business first, right? All right, LeBron James.
Oh, talking.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I could definitely produce some show.
Yeah, that was cool.
Good businessman. He's in some shows and stuff like that. He got some other stuff going on.
Yeah.
So you know, good businessman. Good guy to have in the circle.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep the ball rolling. President Joe Biden.
Joe Biden?
Hey, man, you know, slacking talk, man. They bring it. They want to know how you slacking and talking, man. Y'all, you know, you doing business with them or you passing?
slack. Nah, slack. Yeah, slack.
I want to say slacking, but for some reason, I'm still talking.
you got talking on this one, Godstar?
I mean, he is a president. Shit, at the end of the day, I don't know. I throw that in my back pocket. You know what I mean? If I need it later. I mean, that one. All right? Let's just say, like, you know what I mean? We're not like exactly talking, but you know what I mean. Like, I got your number. If I need you, then man.
I feel you on that, man. I feel you. Business opportunities, man. You got the president. You got access to the president. I feel you on that.
I mean, I may need some security for a venue or something like that. Calling my boy Bob, yo, that was good, yo. You in town? Yeah. You know what I mean? Come through.
Got you. All right, let's keep it rolling. Tiffany Haddish.
Slacking.
Slacking on that one. Okay. What about you on that Godstar?
Is that Tiffany Haddish?
Yeah. Tiffany Haddish, actor, comedian.
My wife.
They'll probably link up. They both like jokes.
Okay. Let's start like a little controversial. Jada Pinkett.
Definitely slacking.
Uh-oh, that was quick on that one, man. I mean, why? We got to know on that one, like, any specific reason?
Yeah. She destroyed Will Smith, man. That's up, man. Yo, Will, man. Let her go, man. Yeah, I'm slacking on that one. Those issues.
I don't know why they do this one in there. I kind of know the answer to this one. Producer Timbaland.
Oh, Timbaland all day. Yeah, I'm talking.
Got you, man. Yeah, one of the best producers to ever do it, man. Super talented.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
And we got an artist. Let me see. Hold on. Can't read this one. It's actually a record label, Cash Money Records.
Cash Money.
Y'all slacking or talking? Like y'all can actually, I guess in this case, maybe they need a beat, or you know what I'm saying, or maybe they need a verse. Do y'all fit? I guess on this one, do y'all feel like y'all style would fit theirs?
Am I the style as well?
Do you feel like it would work, I guess, in this situation? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
at the end of the day, like, you know what I mean? For me, if you find, like, some type of, you know, business that's mutual for both sides, then, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
All right, so y'all both talking on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And that was the last one for slacking and talking. And then they included a new question on here. This one's a tough one. If you go down a list of, I guess, artists, you know, within the past 25 years, any prominent artists in the rap industry that passed away, if you had the opportunity, which one would you bring back? So I guess they wasn't specific on this one. And this is from, like, you know, the Slackers Talk fan base. I guess we talking about Pac, Biggie, Aaliyah, Big Pun, Big L.
Damn.
Just name Eazy-E, you know, just to name a few.
Wow. Man, boy.
You had the opportunity to bring one back and work with them. And this, you know, while y'all thinking about it, man, this is what I go do every week. You know, I do a mailbag, and it could be any question, man. It could be about sports, it could be about life, it could be about music. And no matter how hard the question is, I made that promise, man. I got an answer. I can't bail out. And it's hard each and every week, man. This is what I go through.
Yeah, we can't punk out on 100 episodes.
Now, y'all can use it. You can use it to your advantage. Like, you can feel, you know, which one, like the Cash Money, like, which one would suit you the best? Like, you know, which artist you think, you know, would you know, connect with your tracks, Godstar, and, you know, vice versa. Like, you know, Watts, who would you, like, you know what I'm saying? Who would you do a track with? You know what I mean? Which one makes the most sense? Which one would, like, it would blend in perfectly.
Like me, I'll bring back Tupac, because I remember, like, I just had all Tupac albums.
Legend of the game, man. To me, greatest of all time. You know how I feel about it.
That's me albums, y'all. And me and Jay, remember, we used to be bumping that back in the day.
Yes, sir. What about you, Watts? You still... bring it. We bring it.
Yeah. Shout out to them too, yo. This is damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. I think I would probably go with Pac too, because Pac can bring you, he's versatile. He can bring, you know, something for the ladies, give you something to party to, then give you something to think about. Then how you say, yeah, I'm gonna go out there and kiss somebody. You know how, you know.
Yeah.
Man, versatile with it.
Yeah, man, great selection, man. That's my boy, Pac. You know, greatest of all time to me. You know, like you said, and for that reason too. Like, he could, you know, make any kind of track, and it was smooth. You know, you respected that. You know, you didn't feel like, you know, he was trying, you know, to do something different. You know, he was respected in every, you know, genre of music. You know what I'm saying? If it was for the ladies, he had you. If it was for the streets, he had you. If it was political, you know, he had you.
Exactly.
And every artist can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Every artist got a lane, and they got to stick to that lane. You know, Pac was all over with it. So great selection, man. Great selection. So let's get into this album, man. Let's get into this classic album that Watts, you know, created, that Watts and Godstar put together. First, how did the idea for the album, you know, come about? You know, who initiated it, and, you know, run us through, like, what was the first day of the beginning of the making of this album?
It was like a year ago. All right, yeah, okay. So this is the funny part. Now, I was home, and something happened. I was on Messenger, and it was a message from Godstar, and it was like, "Yo, what's good?" I'm like, "What's up?" He's like, "Yo, you still in New York?" I said, "Yeah." So I'm like, "What's good? Where you at?" He said, "Yo, I'm in Jersey." So I'm like, "All right, that's what's up." He's like, "Yo, see how, you know, how far you are from my crib or whatever." I'm like, "All right." So I look, like, minutes. So I was like, call him back, go 30 minutes. He was like, "Yo, next Saturday, yo, come to my crib. I got a surprise for you." So I'm like, "All right, cool. So come out here, come in." He's like, "Yo, just look over to your right." I look. Had the studio, got everything. He's like, "Yo, all I need is the lyrics. So what's up?" So I'm like, and I'm just sitting there like, "Oh, like, you know what I mean?"
Yeah.
So like, opportunity, like, "Yo, what's up?" So I'm like, "You know what? Fuck it." I'm like, "Let's go, let's do it." You know what I mean? And then how the concept, how the mixtape Underdog came was like, nobody would expect for me, you know what I mean, to come out and do what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I would tell people, like, "Yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do it." So you'd be like, "Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what's up." But, you know, how, you know, they smiling your face behind your back. You know, he ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? Right. So then I actually put out the album cover and everything. Then everybody, "Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo." So that's why I call myself the underdog, because, you know what I'm saying, everybody always would doubt until something actually happened. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I called this the underdog, because a lot of people would have never expect for me to be doing this with Godstar.
That's what's up.
I did.
Yeah, man, powerful story, man. That's the beauty of it, man. That's going to lead to, like, a major, you know, something major, man. Like, you know, when you hear, you know, that first story from all the artists, it usually happens like that, like unexpected, and then next thing you know, you got a classic album, and next thing you know, you all over the Billboard charts, man.
And if I could say one more thing too, and a testament to that, because me as a producer, I'm happy and grateful that Wiz is the type of artist where, like, And I call them out too, because there's artists out there, "Oh, can you slow the beat down? Oh, can you speed it up?" Or there ain't been none of that. I sent him a B's on it.
That's what's up.
He already wrote stuff, and now he just needs the beats. And I sent him a B. "Oh yeah, I got something for it already." Boom, like that. "Oh yeah, because with this mixtape, I did two
songs at a time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he'll send me two beats. I'll probably do maybe Glory of Guns and do Bill. Do those at the same time. Then he'll send me other two beats. Then I'll probably do maybe Grind or Hustle Money. You know what I mean? So that's how that's how we did the mixtape like that.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
And, you know what I mean? That's how, you know, like, projects like that happen. You know, energy is flowing. You know what I mean? Feed off each other. Like, yo, we could do that or you could do this. You know what I mean? And then everything comes together.
That's what's up, man. Chemistry. The chemistry is there. The chemistry is there. So what's the, we can already see, you know, y'all got that top-notch chemistry going. You know what I'm saying? We can feel the vibe, you know what I mean, for all the listeners, everybody that's listening. I know you definitely feel that. What's the, some people have to work, you know, to get to that chemistry level. Was it, did y'all have to, like, get in the studio a little while before that chemistry was there? Or was it just, like, from day one, we out?
It was day one. Like, it just flowed just like that. You know, so he gave me the beat. I put the lyrics in. You know what I'm saying? We put it on. He'll tell me, like, yo, man, I think you should change it. Put it like this. It's like, you gotta expect criticism. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And as you need to have criticism.
Right.
To me.
Definitely.
Because if you can't take criticism, you ain't gonna be a good artist.
True indeed, true indeed. And I'm glad that you said that. I'm glad you pointed that out. Because one of the things that I do on my show, every episode, like, regardless of what we talking about, I make an effort. I have a kids organization, and Godstar knows about this. It's called Vision for Kids.
That's
and regardless of what we talk about, I take at least one thing from the episode and I use it, you know, to teach somebody, you know, one of my kids that's out there listening. And you hit the nail, you know, you hit it. You know, you got to take criticism. And also, I wanted to add to that, and I want to get your thoughts on this too. When a lot of people, you know, what I want to tell the kids out there that's trying to, you know, get into the music industry or just anything, a lot of people, you know, usually you're going to get turned down the first time.
Yeah.
But what a lot of people do also, that kids may not be aware of, you can go and shop a deal or have somebody listen to it for the very first time, and they could tell you, yo, you know, your music is trash, man. It's no good, no good. But secretively, they love it. And they telling you that because they telling you it's trash because your competition. They fear what you're about to bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever experienced that, or do you know somebody that went through that?
Yeah, I've seen someone go through that.
Like, do you sense, you know, do you, they don't necessarily have to say it's trash, but do you sense like somebody may have heard something and they kind of downplaying it, but they really know, like, it's going to be a problem. You know, that person is competition, especially if they do music too.
Yeah, I can see that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can see both sides. You know, you got some people that will generally, you know, support. And you have others that'll sit there, like I said, will laugh in your face and then behind your back. Yo, I hope you don't, man. You know, like you said, competition.
Right, right. What like about me? I'm sorry, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, no, because for me, you know what I'm saying? You know, me, I just see it, you know, as friendly competition, basically. You know what I'm saying? Like, music is music. You know what I'm saying? That's how, you know, that's the way it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? Everybody can enjoy it, have fun with it. You know what I'm saying? Come together, you know what I'm saying? Make something together too. Make a laugh, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You know what I mean? Everybody should just build. You know what I'm saying? Make this money together. You know what I'm saying? We can battle, we can do all that too. We can go against each other, make the money, and we can come together too and make the money. Doesn't matter to me.
That's what's up. What about you, Godstar? What about, you know, you ever heard, you know, let anybody hear a track and you could tell, you know, maybe you sense they kind of holding back a little bit?
In my case, I would say, like, if you just holding back, you holding back, you know what I mean? But if you generally, I guess, like, care versus, like, hating, then you would even, like, maybe try to give me some type of, like real criticism, like, coming from, like, you know when, like, people hating or people was like, generally just telling you something to help you, you know what I mean?
Right. Right. I got you. I feel you on that.
Like, you know, you got to be able to decipher what it is, because you can miss someone's, you know, not everybody presents information the same, and that's the thing. So somebody could, you know, come off a different way, but if you could look through that and see, like, if they're actually trying to teach you or give you a message that you should take in, you know what I mean, then, you know, you can't look at it like, oh, they hating you because they're actually trying to help you, you know what I mean, versus, like, you know, somebody, you know when somebody's just hating, you know what I mean, just to hate.
Right, right. And also, like, it also depends on who it is, too, and, you know, like, where it's coming from. That plays a role.
You got some people that's going to love it. You're going to have some people that's going to hate it.
That's true. So do we have, you know, you mentioned the title, the name of the album is Underdog. Do we have a release date? Is it going to be like independent, major label? You know, could you shed some light on that? You know, where we going with it? Where we taking this classic album?
Well, we going independent with this one. We're going to go independent, and the date is August 11th, right?
Yeah, we're dropping the single August 11th.
The single is called Party.
Party, that's what's up. Let's talk about, you brought it up. Let's talk about this first single. You know, what it's about, and, you know, how, what made you select this as the first single?
I remember me sending him a bunch of, you know, I was losing track of, like, the beats I was sending. So he was saying, like, yo, I got all these tracks, yo, I need to have, like, a fast song.
I don't want to cut you off, Godstar, but I want the fans to, like, to hear what you just said. He was losing track of all the tracks that he was sending. That's hard work, man. That's hard work. You got so many beats that he lost track. You know what I'm saying? You got to put in the work. But go ahead, Gosta.
Yes, sir. So I'm sending him tracks. He's like, yo, I need to have like something fast. You know what I mean? Because the whole album and everything, like the tracks behind it, is truly like to the title, like Underdog. Like, yo, I'm showing him I could do this too. You know what I mean? So it just so happened, like, it was one of the beats I sent, and I think, like, was that, I'm trying to remember if that was the original name.
Party.
Was that the original name, or did we rename it?
I think, yeah.
But, we renamed it.
We renamed it to Party.
But I remember, like, it was, like, an up-tempo, like, Party beat. Like, it was just, like, when I made it, that's what I had in mind, like. So, it just, like, everything, like, each track that we did is, like, just something, some way, God made it so we aligned, and this process was smooth as far as, like, just, like, producing the tracks, you know, or the thought patterns behind it, right? Like, everything was just linking up.
Yeah. Lining up here, connecting the dots.
Right. That's what's up. So, I'm assuming, you know, the name of it is Party, but, like, sometimes, you know, a title track could go off a little bit. So I'm be assuming that it's a party song.
Yes, it is.
Okay. You know, some artists like name, you know, come up with a track listing, but, you know, the song could be, you know, about a couple of things. You know what I mean? Sometimes I see that sometimes. So, okay, it's about a party, upbeat, you know, good vibe type of deal.
You know what I'm saying? Like, going to the club here, you know, dance, have some strippers on the pole, throw some change at them, you know.
That's what's up, man. The game needed. The game needed. Now, we on the outside looking in, you know, so I never, you know, we never released a song before, so, you know, we don't know the process. Is it, you know, first single, was that the first song that was created, or, like, how does the selection of a first single, you know, take place? You know, walk us through the process. Like, we come up. You go to the studio, you record, you know, 10, 12, 15 tracks, and you have to narrow it down to one that's going to be your first single. Like, what's the process and how tough is that? Like, you know?
You want to take this one, Watts? You got it. Take the floor, sir. So, check it. So, it's so easy that it's a classic album, and we could have made any track like the debut track. That's how we felt anyway.
Right.
So Summertime, he's like, yo, let's drop the party joint. Like, it was it was just simple as that. It's Summertime, yo, we dropping the party joint. This is the time to party. If you all party. Yeah, we worked hard, right? So might as well party.
That's what's up. So, yeah, that leads to another one. So basically, is it fair to say when you're making your selection of what song to drop, is part of it dependent upon, like, what's going on in the world at that time? Like, you mentioned it's summertime, so let's drop the party joint. Does that play a factor? Do you look at, okay, this is what's playing on the radio right now. This is what people are listening to. Like, how much does, you know, what goes on around you factor into your selection?
I think we put out party because, you know, it was something that's needed for the summertime. You know what I'm saying? Because we need something different. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We listen to the radio, you know, you hear the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So we bringing something different. You know what I'm saying? We bringing a nice summer banger you can listen to. You know what I'm saying? Go to the club. You know what I'm saying? You can go anywhere, listen to it, have a good time, dance to it. You know, recite the lyrics if you want to. Whatever it is, man. You're just trying out here, you know, maybe have the people have a good time, have some fun.
Got you. Yes, sir. This next one, you know, it was sent to me by the fan base, and it's a good one, because I always wondered. I think I asked, you know, somebody this question before, and, you know, I'm a person, you know, I grew up in the 80s, 90s. I love that, you know, the classic music. I'm talking about the Chronic, Doggy Style. I'm talking about Raekwon, the Purple Tape. You know, I'll go back. I'm a film producer at heart, and I'm a credit junkie. I like to look at stuff and see who produced it, you know, who wrote it, you know, who had a hand in this, you know, who put what together. You know, it's good information to have. I always wondered, like, you know, what's the process like when you drop an album? What's the process like of doing your actual track listing? Like, as far as, like, the order? Like, you know, you mentioned earlier, you know, every song is classic. How do you sit there and decide, like, okay, I want this song to be first on the album. I want this song to follow that one. You know what I'm saying? Like, because that's real big. You know, it's something that people don't think about, but it's important. Like, the sound and the songs have to align up. I ain't going to say perfectly, but it has to, like, make sense. So how do you go about doing that?
Well, with that, with the tracks, we try to make it like a little mini movie. I'm saying?
Okay, good idea.
I had the intro in, you know what I'm saying? Have the first scene, you know, the first track be the first scene, you know, doing the thing, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, the second track come in, you know what I'm saying? You got that blending in from the first going into the second. No, you gotta treat like a mini movie, you know what I'm saying? So that's how we put it together. You know what I'm saying? I just he give me the beats, I put the lyrics down, and then once we settle on how many tracks we're gonna put on the mixtape, and then boom, we start from there and see how we're gonna make that into a movie.
That's what's up.
It's sort of like a feeling of flow, you know.
Exactly. Like, yeah, the stars have to line up.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Exactly. This one is for Watts. And it came about, it was inspired by, you know, producer Dr. Dre. You know, a lot of people say, you know, to me he's one of the, you know, he's the greatest producer, you know what I'm saying, to do it so far. A lot of people say like he's a perfectionist. Like, you know, he does tracks, you know, three times over pretty much. He'll ask, you know, artists to change, you know, this line or do it this way, do it that way. Mm-hmm. This puts you on the spot a little bit. How is Godstar as a producer, as you see it? Is he a perfectionist, or is he, you know, does he have his own blend, or does he like, you know, it's what's best for both?
Well, Godstar, like, he has an ear, you know what I'm saying? He has an ear for different sounds, you know what I'm saying? Different syllables, different, you know, cadences and things like that. So when I make the song, you know what I'm saying? And then we go into the booth and put everything together. He'll sit back as I'm doing it. Wait, hold on a minute. Anyway, cut it. Nah, go back. Yo, don't do it like that. Do it like this. And then sometimes he'll even, while I'm doing it, he'll switch the beat. He'll change the beat as I'm sitting there putting the vocals in, and it's crazy how he does it.
Classic.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I give it to Dr. Dre, straight legend. He definitely has an ear for music, too. Dr. Dre is a genius.
Right, definitely.
He is definitely a genius. Icon, salute. But, you know, when it comes to Godstar, he has his own... He has his own style. He has his own vision. You know what I'm saying? So when he puts me on, I start seeing a vision when they connect, and then that's when they go. We just take it from there and make it happen.
Outstanding, man. Crazy. He changes it on the spot, man. That's genius right there, man. That's a sign of a genius right then and there. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to wait for a problem or whatever, or I see it now. You know what I mean? That's a sign of a genius. Mm-hmm. To bring Godstar in, we're going to ask you the same. Like, you know, with Watts, is it, you know, as far as, like, you know, the beat selection, you know, does he, you know, require, you know, certain twists, or how does that work? You know, you make a beat, he rhymes to it, you know, y'all both sit there and listen. Like, who's the one that's more likely to say, man, you think we should do it this way, or, you know what I mean, how do you feel about this?
It's kind of like a mixture.
That's what's up.
Yeah, because the thing is like, we're both, like, critiquing, you know? We'll record, you know, we'll sit back and listen to it a few times, you know, and then start building ideas, and it's basically like at that point is whoever says it first, you know what I mean? And a lot of the times it'd be like if he say something, like, yeah, that's what I was thinking too, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's kind of like a toss up, kind of like whoever says it first, you know?
That's what's up. Now we got another. You know, we got another game for y'all. It's called, y'all should be familiar with this. It's called Word Association. What it is, I'm gonna name a I'm gonna name a song on the album, and y'all tell me, you know, what's the first thing that comes to mind, like a description, or what's the first thing that come to mind when y'all made this song?
Gotcha.
And it goes for both, you know, one for each.
All right, cool.
All right. Southside.
The hood.
That's what's up. What about you, Godstar?
The beat.
That's what's up. Story of guns.
Storytelling.
All right, Godstar.
Classic story. The whole production, everything.
Hustle money. Y'all can tell, man, you know, the fan base, they bring it, man. They bring it. You know what I'm saying? And you know, you gotta love your work. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all mentioned, you know, each song is a classic. You know, I can't wait for it to come out. And I know, like, this next question is for both. And I know already, I'm already gonna warn you that it's gonna be tough. But, you know, the fan base bring it, and you know, they want answers, you know, is what it is. All right. On the album, this classic album, Underdog, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you get in your car, you know what I'm saying? You set it up, you're about to listen to it, right? You know what I'm saying? You're going on your trip, you know what I mean? You're going where you go, you're doing your thing. You get in the car, you turn the radio on. Well, not the radio, you turn your system on and you're about to listen to the album. Which song are y'all playing first?
Intro.
Intro? And why?
Because that's where the story starts.
That's where it starts. Got you.
What you going with, Wyatt? I like that. Some people like going to the back of the book and reading the summary to the outro. If you want to start there, hey, man, it don't matter where you start.
Yeah.
But if you like, you know, go through one, then one of damn, that's
yes, sir.
Right. You know what? Can I just throw one out there?
Throw one out.
Purge. I was thinking out of my head too. I'm gonna start with the purge, because oh my god. I forewarn you, right? If you want to start with the purge, you can. It's a great track. You know what I mean?
But I think they should start from the
beginning. But I recommend you start from the beginning, you know.
That's what's up. And
but you know what? Yeah, start with Purge then. Then you can go back to the beginning and understand why.
That's what's up. And you know, my fan base asking that question, it made me think of something. You know, I heard a story once, and I want to get y'all take on it. Now, have y'all ever been familiar with this, or, you know, how does this happen? I heard a story once that, you know, we spoke about him earlier. I heard a story that Dr. Dre didn't like the song Nothing But a G-Thing. And, what? He didn't like the song, and it's... Actually, and it's funny that he says that, because The Chronic is one of my favorite albums all time. And that's crazy as it sounds, that song is good. Of course, it's classic, but that's probably like the least song that I listen to on the album. I don't know why it just worked out that way, but to get to the question, you know, how does that happen? You know, for him to create the beat and be a part of the song and not like it and release it anyway, and it still becomes a classic. How does, you know, have y'all ever went through something like that?
I know I have.
Damn. Yeah, and just elaborate a little bit on that, Godstar. How does that work? How does that happen?
It can only take like an artist such as like Snoop or Watts in my case for a classic track to come out of something like that that the producer wasn't even feeling himself really. Because it's a particular track on the album where it's like it was kicking my ass for like months where I was like making other beats and then like still trying to go back and be like, now it's just frustrating, then I'll just make some more beats, and like I gave up on it and I sent it over to this guy here. He's like, yo, what the fuck? He's like, yo, that shit's hot. I'm like, that? That's like I ain't even finished yet. He's like, yo. And then boom, right there, he had something for it.
That's interesting. I never thought of it like that. You know,
And I give you a little tidbit. Even up until a couple weeks ago, I still tried to like go back and like, you know, like sometimes you be trying to add too much or whatever, where it's like somebody else's, they got a different ear, they be like, nah, it's perfect. You know what I mean? So I even went back, I snuck back and tried to add a little something, and it wouldn't work. It's just like, all right, just leave me alone already. Fine, you got it. Export.
Oh, interesting, man. I learned something. So basically, when I heard that story, I was thinking that, you know, he didn't like the ending, like how it ended up being. But you know, it could have been that it was the hardest song for him to make. Is what you're saying?
That's funny you said that too. I like that you said that too, because the thing is, with his beats, it's a challenge, and I like challenges. So every time he makes a beat, it's a new challenge for me.
That's what's up. Yeah, you gotta look at it that way. Yes. Yeah. Learn something new on the Slack and Talk podcast, man. I appreciate that, Godstar. I never looked at it like that. You know what I mean? It's just the beat or the song that gave him the most trouble. You know what I mean? That could be it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But nothing but excitement, man. You know, I'm going to give y'all, you know, the flowers now and speaking into existence. You know, I heard some music. I know it's classic. I've been saying for years, like, I got the Vision for Kids organization, and I know, like, as we get older, like, things change, and the music industry is no different. And I give new artists a chance, you know what I'm saying? I have nothing against it, but, like, the classic 90s and, like, early 2000s is where it's at, you know what I'm saying? I love the old school. I love the 3-4 minute songs. I love the 3 verses. You know what I mean? I feel like, you know, that's where it's at. You know what I'm saying? A lot of artists are doing like 1 verse. Songs is 2 minutes. You know what I mean? I feel like they're not, you know, some of them are not putting enough effort. And like the game needs this. You know what I'm saying? The game needs this. I see it already. Like, y'all got some classic stories about how everything came together. Everything is just lining up for this to be a classic album. And you know what I mean? I can't wait to it come out. I can't wait to see y'all take this industry by storm. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long time since we had an artist like you, Watts. And you know what I mean? I appreciate it, man. You know what I'm saying? We need it. You know what I'm saying?
And shout out.
Shout out.
And I just want to give y'all the opportunity, you know, to give y'all shout outs. Also, you know, let the universe know where they can go and get the album. And, you know, y'all just take it from there. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but up. You know, let's take over. Let's take over.
You know it. Let's go. You know, party single dropping August 11th. And you can find it wherever you find stuff. Watts Party. You know, shout out to the whole South Side Jamaica Queens. Salute. You can catch the mixtape August 11th on all platforms. Spotify, YouTube, Worldstar, TikTok. You know what I'm saying? You know, just listen to it. You'll love it, guaranteed.
Definitely, definitely. So all my Slackers Talk listeners, go and get the album, man. You heard it. Watch. You know what I'm saying? Underdog, August 11th. If you don't get it, you're missing out. You know what I'm saying? Jump on it now so you can be the first one to get it. Once again, man, I appreciate my brothers coming through, celebrating with us on 100th episode of the Slackers Talk podcast. Let's get it. I'll be back to talk to y'all again next week. Peace. All right.
Later. All right, peace, brother. 100.
There's a party over here, what? There's a party over there, what? Everybody have a sip, have fun, and say cheers. I walked in the club, shorty dancing all around, twerking, she dipping low, ass all on the ground, give me a shot of something strong I can sip on. I did a two-step, the DJ played my favorite song, everybody's getting along, the vibe.